Are you looking to buy, sell or refinance your rural property? Harvest Agents and Advisory are specialists in agri-finance and real estate, helping you to make the right decisions, whatever the weather. Visit us at harvestaa.com.au, sponsor of 2MAX FM.
And it's a good morning to Martin Babicon. And Martin is our resident meteorologist and, well, he's not resident, but he is in Newcastle. He's a long-range forecaster. And he also, he's a consultant and he works for the University of Newcastle. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Anthony.
Martin, with that those credentials, you should be able to forecast anything.
Well, I mean, this is my speciality. I do weather forecasting by my... background is I'm a meteorologist and I teach at Newcastle University, but big background, I'm ex-military, combat meteorologist. Combat meteorologist, and I just came back to university to teach meteorology for our students in aviation school so I could get into the aviation, military aviations at highest level. And that was my specialty. That's the reason I started taking interest. Because I lived a long time of my life in Tamworth, the Northwest Slopes and Plains, and I used to deal with farmers. Farmers becomes part of my business and my thinking that I have to help farmers, otherwise weather forecasting means nothing to me when I finish from military. So that's the reason I'm focusing on weather forecast for farming industry.
Okay, so we've got a long-range forecast you're going to give us and also then an outlook.
Well, what I do, I'm doing long-range forecast. This is now Bureau of Meteorology has switched now to El Niño watch. It used to be neutral conditions or part of La Niña, but now... once we say El Niño watch, six models out of eight are saying, look, El Niño is emerging with the weather patterns. All the outlooks is there. There's the chance, increasing chance of 50% of El Niño outlooks was going to develop. Then what I was trying to do, the Indian Ocean, I was looking how it's going to affect us and how El Niño is going to affect us. I wanted to come up with an answer. When did El Niño is going to start developing? Then I start looking, modeling on, say, March, April, May. The neutral conditions are 70%, and El Niño is 23%. So it means neutral conditions are taking control. That's the reason we're having a lot of rain conditions, rain weather patterns, and monsoon is affecting us. And April, March, April, March, and June, the El Niño becomes 47%. May, June, July, El Niño increases to 60%. This is where all weather patterns are going to start changing completely. When El Niño is 60%, neutral is about 30%, La Niña is 1%. From here onwards, we're going to see a totally different weather pattern. Until then, conditions are going to be a bit wet, and we could see some rain developing within the area. One thing important here is that right now we are in mid-March. Mid-March is the transition season when monsoonal pattern, when you hit Australia, we tend to get a lot of rain, a lot of storms. Now monsoons start retreating. One of the mathematical modeling we realized, when monsoon retreats, we tend to get very extreme weather conditions. Right now, most of the hot weather, warm conditions, and moist conditions are virtually drifting from Northern Territory, from monsoonal pattern, into the Central Australia, and moving to our Northwest Slopes and Plains. That's the reason we're getting some more rain.
All right, so because El Niño is a dry time, La Niña is a wet time.
Wet time, yes.
So we can expect, as we go into March, April, May, that it's going to dry up.
Not my fail. My predictions are, it's going to be April, May, June. It's going to be El Niño and neutral, same, 50-50.
Right.
But May, June, July, El Niño is going to be 60%, and neutral is going to be 30%. This is where May, June, July. So July is the one month we're going to say El Niño is going to develop in July.
All right, so it'll be dry from there on for a while.
Yes.
So how long do you expect that to last?
When I was looking at it, I'm just looking, projecting it all to the end of the year. El Niño is staying within 70% till September, October, November, December, and January, all El Niño. And then neutral is going to be about 20%, and La Niña 6%. I think it's going to stay. But at the same time, one of the most important elements of this development taking place, El Niño often, but not always, is associated with the below average winter rainfall. So this development taking place in the winter, it's not very active. We don't have to put too much attention on it to say El Niño is coming, it's going to be totally dry, because El Niño developing in the winter, it's not going to be very active.
All right. Now, we don't seem to have had many cyclones hitting up north this year. Why is that?
Well, the transition season was taking place. Most effective part was monsoonal pattern was developing, and high pressure system in Australia was splitting and pushing more cold air, westerly winds, easterly winds towards Northern Territory. And looking at that weather patterns, we didn't get many cyclonic effects. Most of the cyclones were developing towards the United States and towards Africa, North Africa, Indian Ocean. And we missed them. So if you put this circle around the world, we were protected from that part of cyclone. But it is, happens every few years, and this cycle event which happens on weather patterns.
So really, even though we haven't had a lot of cyclones, we've had a lot of rain up in the north, haven't we?
Yes, that's for sure. The monsoon has been very active.
Mm. So you call them monsoon, but not cyclones?
Not cyclone, monsoon season. No, yeah. Monsoon season is the more important season than cyclone.
It
stays from 3 or 4 months, non-stop, 24 hours a day.
Is that what's been happening?
It's happening, yes.
Okay. So they can expect to tropical climate up there at the moment?
Well, definitely.
Now, why are we getting such wet weather at the moment?
Well, this wet weather situation is very important to explain that what's happening right now. It is, as you said, monsoon is retreating. And then the Australian synoptic conditions, the high-pressure systems are becoming very strong, moving towards the coastal region, and then blocking the whole pattern, very strong high-pressure from Tasman Sea into along the coastal region, into the Great Dividing Range. Now, we said monsoon is virtually pushing a lot of moist air towards inland Australia. Trough lines are moving in and becoming very active. Thunderstorms activity is developing. But what happens, as the trough lines start to moving east, the high pressure blocks it. Where it's going to stay? Most of the rain is virtually focusing into inland Australia and northwest slopes and plains on western part of the ranges.
Okay, Martin. How long can we expect this to happen?
Well, I'm looking at now for this week, first week, I'm saying the weather forecast, as we go now, Monday, Tuesday, we're going to get scattered storms, thunderstorms, activity, showers. Looking for Narrabri to start with. Narrabri is going to get about 3 millimeters, 4 millimeters today, and then Tuesday is going to get 8 millimeters. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday is going to be light showers, but nothing significant, 1 millimeter, 2 millimeters, nothing significant. Till Sunday, the 26th of March, that we're going to get some scattered thunderstorms, more thunderstorms activity. Again, as I was saying, trough line will move, the wild fish will block it, and thunderstorms are going to be effective. It's going to be about, looking roughly about 3 to 4 millimeters. So there's not much happening here in the first week. Total amount of rain we're going to get at Narrabri, 10 millimeters for first week.
Mm-hmm.
At Moree, exactly 10 millimeters, exactly the same weather pattern, nothing special. Monday, Tuesday, showers. The rest is going to be light showers. And then on last day, on Sunday, there's going to be thunderstorms activity. I'm adding up all the weather pattern towards it, say about 10 millimeters at Moree. The Gunnedah is going to get more rain than Moree and Narrabri. Gunnedah is going to get 50 millimeters.
Wow.
And that's what the whole weather pattern is going to emerge. Mm. Gunnedah is going to get scattered thunderstorms today with 9 millimeters, strong thunderstorms tomorrow. When we say strong thunderstorms, it's a very important element. With the word strong thunderstorm, it means we're going to have damaging lightning. When the people should realize this, the word strong thunderstorm, it means we're going to have step-ladder lightning. It's going to be a dangerous situation. That's going to be on Tuesday, on about 10 millimeters, 11 millimeters. On Wednesday, rain, 5 millimeters. On Thursday, rain showers, 3 millimeters. On Friday, rain, 6 millimeters. On Saturday, rain, 11 millimeters. Total amount of rain for Gunnedah, that area, about 50 millimeters. 50 millimeters equivalent to 2 inches on all scales. So that means very high rain. But coming to the second week, starting from, say, 27th of March till 1st of April, conditions are dry, finished. That part of the weather pattern was emerging, it disappears altogether. We're going to see on Monday for Narrabri, fine conditions, 34 degrees. On Tuesday, a few clouds, 35 degrees. On Wednesday, a few clouds, 32 degrees. On Thursday, few clouds, 30 degrees. On Friday, light showers developing. On Saturday, the 1st of April, we're going to get some thunderstorms activity, most likely 14 millimeters. When we say thunderstorms, when we say how much rain we're going to get out of it, 14 millimeters, it's only prediction. We don't know how strong the thunderstorms are, where they're going to hit. It's very difficult to predict how much rain. But I'm saying, if thunderstorms move over a certain area, they're going to produce some showers activities on Saturday, 1st of April. Same thing applies to Maury, no rain at all. Last day of March to 1st of April, some rain start developing at Maury, 1st of April. Otherwise, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all dry conditions. But maximum temperatures start increasing from 30 degrees to 36 degrees Monday to Tuesday and dropping to 32 degrees the rest of the week. Amount of rain I'm expecting at Maury is about 8 millimeters. And then at Narrabri, at Ganada, same thing. On Monday, it's going to get some rain, 5.3 millimeters. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all dry conditions. Again, on Saturday, the 1st of April, some light rain, 15 millimeters. That's how the weather pattern is emerging. So it means that rain are easing in the second half of the week.
All right. Well, that's very interesting. We'll catch you again next week, Martin, and we'll see how good you were with your predictions.
Well, thank you very much. And anybody wants to have any question, they have to come through you.
Yeah, they can just give us a call here at 2MAX FM, and we'll certainly we'll put it to you next week.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Martin, and we'll catch you again next week. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or refinance your rural property? Harvest Agents and Advisory are specialists in agri-finance and real estate, helping you to make the right decisions, whatever the weather. Visit us at harvestaa.com.au, sponsor of 2MAX FM.